Roshan Rizzo, ESPN 106. We're with Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, and Christian Catt. We are at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. If you missed any of the show today, you missed any of the program, you want to listen back, go listen in a podcast format, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, just go to Russo and Rizzo to catch the full shows commercial-free over there. You can also watch us back or watch us live at ESPN West Palm on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter /X on our social medias. Got you from 4 to 6 weekdays right here on your radio dial as well, ESPN 106.3. It's wild card week in the MLB, and you got already a confirmed game 3 going to be going down tomorrow. You got the Padres leading the Cubs right now, bottom 6, 3-0, down 1-0 in the series with the chance to force a game 3. Mike's Guardians, you know, won one game throughout basically the entirety of it. The Tigers had a chance to take a 2-1 lead in the fourth inning. A call kind of made it 1-1. Off of a bad base running decision by the Tigers. And now, lo and behold, after a 5-run eighth inning, the Guardians won 6-1, and they move to a game 3 coming on tomorrow.
I hope they could be the first team to break that godforsaken streak, by the way, of 12 you know, series in a row.
12-0 teams are after winning game 1 of the wild card series in the new playoff format.
I had Colin screenshot me that graphic and send it to me. I actually screenshot it and I tweeted it. I said, let's be the first team ever tomorrow to win this godforsaken wild card series after being down 0-1. Hashtag guards ball.
Mike, you got to work on your screenshot etiquette.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm the first. Christian, you've caught me a few times. Now, I finally learned on Instagram, Christian, I could add things to my story.
Funny thing is, this is a tweet. I'm looking at this, correct. And this is a tweet, and you screenshotted the tweet,
correct.
Instead of quote tweeting.
Correct.
It. Are you familiar with quote tweeting?
Yeah, but listen.
I didn't see that. That's
Christian,
awful.
Christian, it's got.
You could have. No, Mike.
It's got 800 views, 12 likes, and 3 retweets. We're only getting started, brother. Doing something right.
No.
And you posted it twice.
Did I?
You posted it.
No, I posted it yesterday. I said this can't be true. And then I doubled down, you know, after the win. This could have been quote.
Well, Mike, it extends further outside of Twitter because whenever Mike posts anything on Instagram, it's a screenshot of a picture. So you see LTE in the top right corner. You see if he's connected to Wi-Fi. You see his battery level. Like, you got to work on this.
You're not
85 years old.
You are right. But I did learn, like, for instance, the Guardians posted the graphic of big old Bo Naylor, you know, running the bases in the 6-1. I just added it to the story. The old Mike Rizzo Christian would have screenshotted it and put it on the story.
Baby steps, you know, I guess. Yeah,
I'm good. We're all good. Boys, what do I say? We got to say, we're all good. We're all good, mate.
Great job. That's a big step forward.
We're all good.
All right. Now you just got to bring that over. That's a ridiculous. Yeah. You had the tweet, and you could have just pressed the retweet.
Cleveland fans seem to agree with me. That thing's pumping, dude.
Christian Catt is our producer behind the glass at the City Place Studios. Christian, hello. What's going on? How are you today?
You know, I got to choose between my wrestling fandom and my baseball fandom. Once again, I'm at a crossroads.
We haven't even talked about this. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. How about Christian
explain? It's a part of the 5 at 5.
It's part of the 5 at 5. This is the dumbest thing in the world.
Run it.
Go ahead.
5 topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking, baked ten.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
We're going to start in the Casa de Cat, where I will not be tonight watching Yankees baseball as I was last night. I instead will be taking the drive down 95 to Hard Rock Hotel and Casino to watch AEW Dynamite, 6-year anniversary show,
dude.
A 2.5-hour special that starts at 8 p.m.
I have an issue with this.
This is ridiculous. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
To be fair, I missed the Final Four to go to a wedding, but I think it's different circumstances.
I don't think you can compare. The wedding was about the bride and the groom.
Exactly. And Mike Davis, lifelong friend,
terrible,
his wife,
terrible
Michelle.
Job on scheduling.
This is bad, though.
This happened last year.
And
Mike,
yeah,
this is not the first time he's done this.
We did this at
Game 5 of the World Series after the Yankees won Game 4. And it was one of the big games of Yankee postseason. At least we thought it was. It was 5-0. We thought it was going to be a big-time game. And Christian was at another wrestling event. This is not the first time he's done this.
It was micro, and it was micro wrestling.
Yeah, it was the micro wrestlers.
And he's got the shield behind him to prove it.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wait, no, it's
Christian,
a
this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Yeah, you're a Yankee fan.
I am, but when you're given a media credential and a free ticket to see a historic moment in wrestling history, I couldn't pass that up. It was a real in-person moment versus watching something on the screen. I'm going to listen to the game on my drive down.
No, you're not.
I'm going to watch the game when I'm sitting in my seat waiting.
AEW pregame show.
And Christian, this is your shtick.
AEW
like,
halftime.
I get it. Like, Christian, you like AEW more than the Yankees. That's fine. That's okay.
You're going to find the equivalent to the Terry Bradshaw pregame of AEW, yeah. And that's what you're
okay.
going to listen to.
Like,
that's ridiculous.
Like, Christian, and listen, to give Christian some credit, our boss and content director, Brian Rowitz, invited him. You want to know what I would have told Bry? I'll pick up an extra shift. I'll do an extra play shift.
He's not
working.
He's going as a fan. He's not working.
I'm going to be...
You're not working? Wait a minute. This isn't work?
No. I'm going to be standing in the crowd saying, you, John Moxley!
All right. Yeah, this is a waste.
This is a waste of time.
What this proves to me is
he's a phony.
No. He's more... It's not that he's a phony. He likes AEW more than the New York Yankees.
I value in-person experiences more than watching on the screen. Oh, if it was flipped,
God, this is not.
If it was the
win.
Equivalent,
brother, this is must-win. Red Sox Yankees.
This has nothing to do with that.
Dude, it's Red Sox.
I can't listen to the
your
in-person
biggest
experience.
Rival.
I can't listen.
This
to that.
Is like me
because you did the same thing with micro wrestling last year, and that wasn't.
Can I compare it to something?
Go ahead.
This is like me skipping out on Ohio State Michigan in the college football playoff round one.
To do what?
I don't know. I'm not skipping what I'm saying.
In-person experience.
Christian, what I'm saying is...
What in-person experience would Mike go in favor of?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Nothing. Like, unless, like, there is something, a family-related, you know, God forbid something happened.
You go
like,
to a wedding.
No, it's a Man U versus Barcelona friendly in Miami.
You go to a...
And you got a free ticket.
Paisan Italian wedding.
If it was that, I would probably...
Oh, but you would skip Man U versus... Barcelona and Hard Rock Stadium?
It's Manchester United and Liverpool. It's our biggest rival. But
I'm not saying rivalry. I'm saying a canvas event, a friendly that's happening in your backyard.
The issue, I understand the correlation. The issue is these games are played at like 3 o'clock. I'm usually working. But regardless, I get the correlation.
AEW is not is here. They got to be
Christian,
here more often than
like,
once
I'm trying
year,
to compare.
Think,
I'm trying
no?
to.
No? They're not in South Florida one time other than. Tonight.
They have not been in South Florida since I've started watching AEW, and that has been about 3 years.
And they're on the road all the time.
They're going everywhere.
Like it's like a show on the road.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like I don't have anything.
Surprised
to,
by that.
I don't have anything to compare it to. I don't because I'm not unless.
It's just unthinkable.
Yeah, it really is. I would not.
Even though the Yankees are higher in priority.
No, they're not.
I value
you're not
person.
Selling us on this.
You're not.
You're not selling us on
if
this.
The Yankees were higher, you're telling Brian.
They wouldn't
Brian,
go.
You're telling Brian, Brian, thanks so much, man, but it's a must-win game. I got to be
now,
locked
in. Now, the thing is, it's a
don't
six,
put Brian into this. This is a me decision. Brian never guilted me in anything. I actually reached out for this.
Okay,
it's
all right.
It's a 6 p.m. first pitch. Well, when did you get these tickets?
I acquired the credential 2 weeks ago.
All right, so we knew at this point that the Yankees were most likely going to be playing in the Wild Card Series. It would have been a break of all breaks if they got that first seed.
They need one Blue Jays loss in the past. 162 games.
That was 5 days ago. Christian, that wasn't 14 days
agreed.
Ago.
The fact that you requested for this proves that you're a bigger AEW fan than New York Yankees. That's my 2 cents.
This is nonsense.
Game
five was worse.
I don't know.
But
this is Red
ridiculous.
Sox. This is the Red Sox, and it's win or go
Mike,
home.
It's game 5 of the World Series.
But Red Sox.
And remember, he went to like game 2. He went to game 3 of the World Series. He was in the building for game 3
because I value the in-person experience.
And in game 5, he was at a wrestling event with God knows what, God knows who, in some barn in somewhere in Florida.
Are you picking up and leaving right after the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
the good news is...
I think I got an issue with that, Christian. I try to have your back. You know I try to have your back
these
on stuff
these things start
like
on time?
I can't
yes.
hear.
The
yeah.
games have been going long
today.
It's
a TV show.
If it's a close game, what are you going to do here?
I'm going to have it on my phone.
In the press box? Oh, you're in the... No. Mike and I have been to these wrestling events. We've seen how these people operate. Nobody is in the stands at a wrestling event. On their phone
agreed.
Watching a game.
Christian, you're locked
not
in.
There. That's the most loyal fan base in the world.
And
And they don't leave early.
Christian
either.
Was on the stage at the micro wrestling event.
Another phony comment right there. Christian said, "I was watching the whole game. You were not
Christian,
watching
you have
the whole
you
game.
You have the trash can lid.
Yeah,
I prove it behind you
nonsense.
On the YouTube. If you're watching,
nonsense.
Hang on.
You have to
Stop.
Be watching Yankees Red Sox.
If you're watching on the YouTube stream, look behind Christian Cat. The lid of a garbage as he's blocking it. The lid of a garbage can was smacked on him by a micro wrestler." He had all the professional micro wrestlers sign it, and it's hung up in his production studio.
Yeah,
fair play.
Not fair play. During Game 5 of the World Series, let's include that part with his favorite team playing.
You're more of a wrestling fan than a baseball fan. It's okay.
I will not be inebriated like I was. That was straight from the Rokeball golf outing.
You were drunk.
Where I was able to have drinks beforehand and at the wrestling event. I'm going straight from work so that not an ounce of alcohol has entered my body. I'll be above my wits and be able to multitask, enjoy AEW wrestling in Fort Lauderdale, and watch the Yankees on my personal device.
I have a hard time seeing.
Would you like updates about Rodon?
I'll watch.
Now, the good news is, he got an hour, 15-minute ride down there?
Yeah.
Give or take, hour 30?
Traffic's going to be tough.
Christian, don't spit on my back and tell me it's rain. You're not watching that game on your phone.
Say it's an hour and a half down there. Hour and a half down there, you turn on the whatever broadcast, the audio broadcast you want to listen to, whether it's like WFAN or a hometown, whatever you want to do. If you wanted to do that and you could listen, you'll get a feel for the first, four or five innings of the game. The thing is, the games have been long today. Games have been two and a half, 3 hours. I mean, the Guardian game was about 3 hours and 10 minutes. The game is not going to be over when you walk in the door. So that means you're going to be missing at least an inning of action because you're going to be in your car having to get into this godforsaken casino, find out where the auditorium is, find out where to get your ticket, find out all that nonsense, find your seat, go to your seat. You're going to want a refreshment. I know you. You're going to want to get an iced tea with a hot dog.
Or a beer.
And then you're definitely going to have
a
beer.
You're getting a beer,
Let's
dude.
Not be stupid. So you're going to go wait in line for 72 minutes waiting for a beer, and you're going to check, and then it's going to be a box score. That's
correct.
What this is going to be.
That's not true. I'm going to be listening to the game on ESPN 106.3. We have the game. Stick around for it.
Oh, okay.
And I will park.
Poor Trudeau.
Listen until I need to get inside.
Poor Trudeau.
I did not know that we had the game.
Put my headphones on as I walk through Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel Casino. I won't go to the blackjack tables. I won't go to the roulette tables.
I'll go to the sports book. It's a Wednesday, October 1st.
Christian, we're not going to go to the roulette table?
Should we throw you a parade? Come on.
The sad part is, this is going one ear and out the other. You're not watching the game tonight, and that's
a
disgrace.
Maybe the Yankees put it away. Maybe it's 7-0 in the sixth inning.
That would be a break for you. That would be a break. 8-0-1 side would be a break.
Outside of the Guardian game.
I hope tonight is a classic. Just to spite you.
With Rodon and Bello both on the mound, I think there are going to be hits, and I think we're going to be on the edge of our seat the whole game.
8-7-3 lead changes. That's
what
I hope.
Dude, the Yankees are must-watch TV as is, and when they play the Red Sox, it's like...
That was a great baseball game.
It was unbelievable.
That was a great, great baseball game.
What did I text you last night? I said, we had unbelievable baseball, including this game, all day long. And the Yankees-Red Sox was the best game. Don't get it twisted.
So,
and it's going to be another great game tonight.
This is nonsense.
I can't listen to this. Christian, for the last time, I try to have your back on stuff like this. I can't do it, man.
You're not going to be watching the game with those crazed fans in the stands. Not doing that. That's not going to happen.
With the T-shirts and the whole thing.
The T-shirts and the chants, and they're yelling at all the guys with the songs.
It's over. This is a spectacle. Like
every time they do this stuff, it's like everybody's locked in.
I like WWE now. It's part of the shtick for the crowd to be in it. You're dusted here. You're dusted.
Okay. What if I stay in the Hard Rock Sportsbook once, 1-2-3, bottom of the ninth inning? Or no, top of the ninth inning, 1-2-3 inning. Yankees win. I enter late.
I will keep an eye on the game. And if it is 7:40, 7:30, you're walking in the building. And it's, the fifth, sixth inning, you're going into that auditorium regardless of what happens. You're not watching four innings of baseball
in
the sports book. You're not doing that.
I'm not doing it.
No, you're not. You're just trying to get off your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not
Hang
doing
on,
that.
Christian, what you can do and should do is get your AirPods out and listen to it on that brand new ESPN South Florida app. Download it today. That is a new ESPN South Florida app where you can listen to everything ESPN 106.3.
Christian's going to have AirPods in at the Hard Rock AEW event.
Christian might get. Where are these things broadcasted?
They're on TBS.
Okay, you're gonna see Christian on TBS.
He's going to be in the stand. He's going to be on the ring. Correct. He's going to be in the ring.
Correct.
I hope so.
Yeah. Christian, in the ring.
And then, Christian, where's the phone? Someone should ask him what the score of the Red Sox Yankee game is.
Yes. Yes. There's not a person in that building that is going to have a Yankee score. There's not a person in that building that is going to have a Yankee score.
Correct. Who? They play tonight? Who's playing tonight?
The Yankees. Not a person in that building will have a Yankee score.
They don't even know they're playing.
Not a person in that building, including Christian.
I got to get on you. I'm sorry, Christian.
That's a nonsense waste of time.
It is.
Nonsense waste of time.
So we talked about...
Only Christian finds a time to go to a wrestling event. He goes to wrestling events once a year, and it's during the Yankee postseason.
Dude,
every single year. It's the biggest load of crap ever seen, and coming to us telling how great of a Yankee fan he is.
I'm like Brad Pitt in Moneyball. I can't watch.
Stop it.
Moneyball, right?
Yeah, I know Moneyball. This is not Moneyball. He's in the building. He's just like lifting and
Christian,
listening.
This isn't the
road that one time, the parking lot.
Quickly, this isn't the French Open. This isn't something you could skip out on. This is Red
That's
Sox
not something
Yankees.
You can skip out on either. You're just dead wrong there too.
This is
where
Red
Mike
Sox.
Was a nonsense too. Mike sitting there playing the Wii on a Sunday morning when Yannick Sinner and Alcaraz
waste,
5 hours and 19 minutes.
Waste the time.
No, Mr. Iron Man over here skipping NFL week one to tell us what we know the damn
I know your dad didn't like that. I know your dad didn't like that.
He didn't even come.
I know your dad didn't like that.
You want to come cheer on your son? Yeah, no, not going to that.
That's a waste of time.
I understand.
That
was a bad move.
That was a bad move.
I completely agree.
That's NFL Sunday. Listen, that godforsaken French Open, fine. I mean, jeez. We're talking about
that.
NFL Sunday
That's
here,
fine.
Brother.
That's fine. I understand.
And we're going to recoup this conversation a month from now because I am missing the World Series. Early November, and I'm missing Penn State, Ohio State, and Penn State, Indiana while I'm in Turkey.
Because he booked an optional Turkey trip. This is what Christian does.
We cannot.
I do not understand what you're thinking.
Christian,
here.
But like.
Push it a week.
What difference does it make?
One week later.
But,
do you have to? Are you going to Turkey
like
for something?
My pushback here, and I'm sorry this is gang up on you, Christian, but like.
He's dead wrong. It doesn't matter.
Pushback is we don't travel during football season. That's the unspoken rule.
How are you
able to pull this off? That's my question. How are you able to pull off leaving like this if it's not for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Well, I think it's easier to leave my job when the content of the air is easier to execute in the full swing of football season rather than July 21st when it's harder to do on-air programming. That's what I say to that. And there's schedule confines. My companion has to be off that week and that week alone, so that's why I'm leaving.
When are you leaving for Turkey?
Halloween night.
So you're missing the end of the World Series. Because the World Series Game 7, I think, would be November 1st. It would not go into November.
And we hope it's a good series.
Like, you'd hope. I'm going to root. It's the biggest classic Game 7 anybody's ever watched, including the Yankees. Christian's going to be on an overnighter on Turkish Airlines. Yeah. Biggest waste of time ever. Leave it Halloween night. You're going to land.
They've got cable on Turkish Airlines. I'll be watching.
Turkey is 8 hours ahead. That means the Yankees could be on, and you'll have to get up at 5 in the morning to watch it. Nonsense you're doing that.
Yeah.
There's no chance you're doing that.
And
it is 8 hours ahead of Eastern time.
And Christian,
there is a 0% chance you're doing
that. I've never been on
it. I hope the Yankees – now I'm changing my pick. No more Mariners. I hope the Yankees are in it. And then Game 7 against the Dodgers on Pacific time, too. So that would be a 9:07 first pitch. That would be a 5:07 first pitch in Turkey. That's what I hope.
I'm going to be at an air balloon in Cappadocia while the Yankees are winning their first World Series
in 2009. And that's what I was about to say. You boys are professional travelers. You travel the world, whatever. I can only speculate, but Christian is not getting up at 5 in the morning after walking around the entire city the day before for about 8 hours straight.
Hey, Christian's such a phony. Unbelievable. You're
going
to get
a big like relationship-altering argument when I wanted to watch college football in Italy. Like, got the cold shoulder for a full day.
What week was it? You went during September?
Yeah, I went from September 11th to September 18th last year. And
what was that? What games were that week?
Honestly, I forget. Nothing too memorable, to be honest.
Wow.
But still, you were dying to watch football. I don't know, Christian.
But not when the Yankees are on.
I don't know.
Now hold on. The Yankees are playing? All right, let's go check the events near me.
I got an issue with if you're
see what I could buy a ticket for.
Like Colin's got a point with these are big events you got to watch. But also, like me... being the Clevelander and the roots I have there, your team's on, man. You gotta watch your team. You gotta watch the squad unless you're like you got work. Like Colin, like
see,
you gotta
Mike
watch
knew
the
he
squad.
Was opening the door for criticism there.
You gotta watch the squad
unless you got work.
You gotta watch the squad, dude.
This is not work.
Number four.
Christian's not watching 1 second of this game tonight. Not watching 1 second of this game tonight. I hope it's a classic. And I hope the Yankees win in some dramatic fashion. And I look forward to keeping that mic off in there the entire show because I know he didn't watch.
Like, last thing, you think I want to watch the Browns every Sunday?
I'm looking forward to Christian tomorrow trying to break down the Yankee game during theoretically speaking, acting like he was watching the game. And I know damn well he was sitting there in that Hard Rock Stadium doing the Skull Chant or whatever they do in the AEW shows in the stands with all those crazed fanatics. That is what Christian's going to be doing. I'm not looking forward to that. Go ahead.
Whatever I'm doing tomorrow, it will not be as embarrassing as being a professional NFL quarterback who's trying to fight for playing time. And when the media talks to you, you pantomime. You mouth the words. You make a joke out of it. Well, that's exactly what Browns QB3 Shedeur Sanders did a day following Dylan Gabriel being named QB1 after Joe Flacco got benched. What did you make of Shedeur Sanders mouthing words and not actually talking to the media today?
Strange. That's the only thing one of the more strange things I've seen in a professional setting. Boys, I've been in that locker room more times than I could count. I covered the Browns for 3 years.
It is one of those
years.
Things. It is
I've
like
never
you're
seen
damned
anything
if you
like
do,
it.
Damned if you don't. Because he could say something and then everybody's going to criticize it and then he doesn't say anything.
No, because he can say something that won't get him flack.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been to almost thousands of
it's
media.
Very bizarre.
Been to almost thousands of media availabilities. I've never seen anything like that. I got to say, I've never seen anything like that. And you talk about how if we lose, Punchline Picks on Cover 5, which you can join, download the Cover 5 app. If you talk about being a mime, maybe we just got to call Shedeur and ask how to be a mime. Was he like pretending to be a mime? Like
he was
like Shedeur. I like the young man.
Think that this was going to be something when he
Colin,
did that?
Colin, I like the young man. I think he's got a bright future. This is a learning moment for him because I want to defend him. Similar to how I want to defend Christian wanting to go live out a lifelong dream of seeing an AEW concert. How do I defend this? How do I defend the young man here?
My reaction to it, I mean, when he drops in the draft and teams say, we don't want him, and whether you think it's about Deion, whether you think it's about Colorado, whether you think he's overrated, whether you think his character has issues, one thing that is objective is that wherever he goes, the circus follows. The media frenzy follows. There are a lot of teams who didn't take him on the sole reasoning, if I'm going to assume, I don't think he got blackballed by the NFL, on the sole reason that they don't want the circus following this rookie quarterback every little move. This is exactly what's happening.
But he's the Pied Piper of the circus.
Right.
He gives them more to chew on.
That's why he drops. Because this is not him. I don't want the attention. I don't want the circus. This is him feeding into it. This is part of the reason why you fell in the draft.
But like, from everything, he's like, outside of getting in trouble for speeding tickets, okay? He's done all the right things. Why screw it up now?
This is not the first thing he has said outwardly, trying to get, you know, him getting the story out there with Adam Schefter after week two saying, I could have went to the Ravens, didn't want to go to the Ravens. He's a media man. He's a master marketer, just like Deion is with Colorado. He wants to live in the headlines. I'm not saying it's the only thing he cares about. I think he's a halfway good player, too. I think he'll get a chance this year. Fine. But he is somebody who is obsessed with the celebrity attached to being a professional athlete. And I think that's a big deal to him, is not only to play, but also the celebrity attached. You don't think he knew that this was going to be a big thing or people were going to overreact to this the second it happened? How do you think Dylan Gabriel feels? That kid was drafted in the third round thinking, all right, I'm going to get an easy shot. And now every drive he is going to be hyper-criticized. And after 3-4 games, everybody, Mike probably included as a Brown fan, is going to say, well, let's see the other guy. When every other rookie in the NFL is going to get a 8, 9, 10 full season, 2-year time to go give it an honest rip. That's where this is an impossible spot. This is the circus.
Third round pick, but I understand the point.
The circus.
It's
a tough spot.
But my fight back is this was the first wrong move outside of getting in trouble with the speed.
We're not talking about how bad the quarterback play he sees in the NFL, that I could do better than that.
Right. That too.
I don't think that yet.
That too. And I think this is his fight back of, hey, I can't control, I can only control what I do. I think it's ridiculous.
Like whatever I say will be picked apart, so I'm not going to say anything.
Damned if I do, damned if I don't kind of thing. I don't know. For the record, it was the wrong move. It was the first wrong move the young man made. I'm going to cut him some
slack. Looking forward to seeing Dylan. I'm going to be ready whenever I get an opportunity. That's it.
It's exactly what you do, but he didn't. And I'm gonna give him a free pass on this one.
I'm gonna prepare the best I can, and whenever, if and when my name is ever called, the Browns know that I will be ready.
Just pretend you're Russell Wilson. Dude, jumping jacks on a flight to London. It's Russell Wilson. I'm rooting for him. I want him to do well. I want to see him. I actually think he is the best quarterback in that locker room. But this was the wrong move, and I think his dad will probably even talk to him about it, if I had to guess. I think Deion will probably say, hey, dude, you can't do stuff like this.
I don't know. I mean, his dad kind of lived his career that same
way. Yeah, Deion the celebrity is just as big as Deion the athlete.
But Deion, you got to remember Deion the dad. We all have dads, and we all know how they are. Deion's a little different when it comes to stuff like this. I don't know.
It's just so avoidable.
But like
stupid.
He's worked hard. He's done all the right things. He looked great in training camp. Looked good in the preseason.
The celebrity is a first wrong move.
I'm not going to get on him for it. I'm sorry. If you were looking for me to freak out about it, I'm not looking for you to freak out about it.
But all I'm saying is, if you look no further into, like, first of all. The media is at fault because the third string quarterback should never be interviewed after the QB1 moves to QB2 and the QB2 moves to QB1. It's not like it's Flacco to the back of the pack.
And let me set the scene what that was. Those were reporters during an open locker room session going up to Shador with cameras and looking for something. That wasn't like a Shador's available for media. Like, that was one of those things where it's an open locker room and they couldn't control it. So I don't know. First wrong move the young man has made. I'm not going to get on it.
When teams said, I said this right when the Browns drafted the two quarterbacks. Welcome to the circus. This is sort of what you mean. And that's unfortunate because now I almost feel for Dylan Gabriel here. Maybe Dylan Gabriel's not any good. Maybe he stinks. You know, he's played college for 6 years. Maybe Shador Sanders is better than him. The fact is, this kid's not going to get a fair shot. I can almost guarantee it. He's not going to get a fair shot to be a rookie quarterback in the National Football League.
And I don't think Shador has either, to be fair, too.
You can make the argument that neither of the two are.
Yep.
And that's the thing people get a feel for. Go ahead.
So I was watching baseball coverage today.
Were you?
And
you sure?
You weren't watching AEW clips?
He was watching the pregame for AEW tonight. Go ahead.
MLB analyst Ben McDonald had this ringing endorsement of ESPN's NHL opening night coverage. Take a listen, because it reminds me of Colin Russo. Wait.
I'm curious about
this. The defending champion, Florida Panthers, at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on ESPN. Triple header that night. Penguins, Rangers, Avalanche, Kings. Ben, I know you got an opinion on this. Panthers, three-peat this year. What do you think?
If you say so. I mean, good luck to them. Are you asking if I'm going to be watching?
No, you'll be watching, of course, because you work for ESPN. You'll be watching Friday night.
There is zero chance I'll be watching. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Where will you be?
Zero chance I'll be watching ESPN employee Ben McDonald regarding the NHL on ESPN coverage.
He even had his back, too. He's like, oh, no, you'll be watching. You know, ESPN employee. We are fair friends of the NHL. Of course you'll be watching. That reminds you of me?
Yes.
What did he say? There's 0% chance that he's going to watch?
Because I'll never watch the Panthers is what you're saying?
No.
Not the Panthers.
You're not going to promote something the station's doing, even if it's maybe not something you conventionally would be watching.
AEW? Are we promoting AEW?
No, I'm just meant in general.
You don't promote things?
I don't know. I think he's alluding to the fact that, like, even if we're friends with them or not, if I have a problem with it, I'll probably, or if I don't like it.
Hey, by the way, Theodorsi will be live from
the opening
that
night.
Panthers Blackhawks game on Tuesday of next week.
Tuesday of next week, the 5 p.m.
It's your job. It's your job to be honest, mate. It's your job to be honest and say what's on your mind.
Are you mad that the Panthers are robbing 1 hour of Russo and Rizzo next week?
I love it. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I love it.
I want the third segment of the show breaking down.
I mean,
Blackhawks Panthers.
If the divisional series is a classic, is that we're gonna hold off? That was a 5-5 presented by Flagler.
He was baiting you, kid.
Credit Union.
He was baiting you.
We don't need that. We're friends with the Panthers. First year of Panther coverage being on.
We love the Panthers.
Maybe they can move us to let's do like 8 to 10 a.m. on that Tuesday instead. You think they'd do that?
I'll do it. I'll do a show whenever.
We can do 8 to 10, and then we can do 4 to 5.
We'll have to ask program director, friend of show, and boss Brian Rowitz.
I think we'll keep the 6 to 10 show intact. I think that would be in everyone's best interest to not touch the 6 to 10 show.
You want to do 6 to 10?
Hang on. Christian, hand up in the chat, mate. Flew right over my head. That's what unsportsmanlike is. You want to bump into Evan? You want to bump into Evan?
We can bump Evan out. You want to bump Evan out? That and make up the Russo.
Listen,
Rizzo.
After didn't I had a, I had a, I had a bad taste in my mouth the last time. Oh yeah, Pat Costello. That was the bad taste in my mouth. From that show. That was a bad taste.
Who is the producer of Unsportsmanlike, which you can listen to 6 to 10 Eastern time on these very airwaves.
Yeah, and Evan.
Who said that Mike and I have bad
takes.
Well,
Evan lambasted us, too. He goes, they don't have any good takes. It's like, oh, thanks, F. You know, appreciate it, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And then Pat Costello said they have bad takes. Mike did not take a liking.
No,
to it.
I didn't.
He called the Irishman a fake Italian.
I mean, with a name like Costello, you know.
That's an Irish name, Patrick.
I didn't like it. I don't know.
All right, we don't need to circle back.
I didn't like it.
That is funny.
I didn't know who he was, and I didn't like it.
The ESPN South Florida app is the place to listen to the Panthers. And if you're an athlete like myself, if you want to count it, like the people that are going to be playing for the Florida Panthers, or just like people in the high school county, the high school area of Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast, VitaCost is your place to get the right supplements. 80% of working out, of course, is the supplement and nutrition side of it. The 20% is the actual work that you put in. You don't fuel your body the right ways, you're not going to see the results that you're looking for. VitaCost Sports Center Marketplace, it's built for athletes, people who are fitness enthusiasts, who just want to understand what nutrition can do for you. Whether you're prepping for a triathlon, you just want to get into the gym, you want to lose a little weight, you want to feel a little bit better about your body, VitaCost is your go-to for leveling up your game and taking yourself to the next level. They have a sports certified marketplace. They get over 400+ performance-enhancing products and supplements that are all certified, which means they're free of any banned substances, no funny business, and they all take you to the next level. That's VitaCost.com/sport-certified to make your purchase today. And best part, get 20% off. Use code ESPN20, ESPN20 for 20% off at VitaCost.com/sport-certified to make that purchase now. Level up your game with VitaCost. Bottom eight right now, the Padres are up 3-0 over the Chicago Cubs. Mason Miller's on the mound. They're giving him quite a bit of work. He's pumping 103 right now.
Yeah, but poor Moises Ballesteros does not stand a chance. A
lot of trouble here as Mason Miller is mowing down the side. 3-0. Yeah, Padres are up trying to force a game three.
Cubby offense, man, disappeared. There's you had the Seiya Suzuki double back in the sixth.
Not a lot today. Not a lot today.
You haven't had a hit since.
Pitched well today. Padres have done a good job. That's Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Kapp. We'll take a time out of your ESPN 106.3. You know, occasional people that are going to the AEW and you got an hour and a half on the highway right after this, you could just throw on your radio dial, ESPN 106.3. You could listen to the Red Sox Yankees and feel like you're essentially there. You're behind home plate on the play-by-play. Or if you're on the ESPN South Florida app, if you're driving down to AEW, the game is still a classic, and you all of a sudden don't have the frequency in your car anymore.
Get south of
Boca.
You
can get the ESPN South Florida app, and then you can still listen to the game as you're walking into the Hard Rock Arena. And then instead of going to the roulette table on a Wednesday at 6 p.m., you could go into the arena and go in to actually sit at your seat at AEW with the ESPN South Florida app in your pocket on your phone with headphones in. Because you don't care about the AEW. You don't care about the guys with the music and the mics. You don't care about the people standing next to you with the signs and the body paint. You care about the Yankees and the Red Sox on ESPN South Florida app. And that's what you can do if you download it for free on the App Store. So if you're one of those people, I'm just shooting out of the blue here. If you're going down to AEW and you want to listen to the play-by-play, you could do it on the app. And you could also listen to myself and Mike. You could also listen to Theoretically Speaking. You could also listen to the Florida Panther games, which starts next week. You can listen to a whole lot in one spot. All your beats for South Florida is in one place. The ESPN South Florida app available on the App Store. It's Russo and Rizzo and ESPN 106.3.
He's never going to let you live this down. Now, I'll
forget
about it.
Why am I going to have to choose? I'll get both. I'll get the wrestling in person, and I will get up
quickly
to date to the second Yankees.
Yeah, I'll forget about it eventually, but Colin will never forget this, by the way.
It's a waste of time.
By the way, I'm on with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Boston and New York tonight, obviously the Yankees and Red Sox. Money line for Boston, +175. Dude, the Yankees are -210 on the Hard Rock money line right now. 210 to win.
Pitching mismatch, right?
Wow, dude. I mean, they think this is going three. I'm with them. I really think the Yankees show up and show out tonight.
Brian Bello's done well against Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is 2-21 against him throughout the year, throughout his career. So there's something to be said there, but the Yankees will not win. I mean, their bullpen needs to show up, yes. They need to pitch in high-leverage situations, But the Yankees are always the Yankees. They need to hit home runs to win the game.
This is absolute theater tonight.
They led the American League in homers. They were great off the bench. They were great with high leverage situations on the RBIs. They scored more than just about anybody in the major leagues, especially at the home run on the home run side of things. If they hit home runs, they will probably win the game.
It's theater for Boone. It's theater with, you know, Cashman and every New York fan being ready to move on for the last 10 years.
Who do you deploy in your bullpen?
It's and like,
I don't, does Rodon give you anything?
Correct. Are you going to go back to Weaver? Like this?
This is questions that you could get.
Correct.
If you're paying attention
and you're watching the game
and you're paying attention to the ins and out of the game, you're not going to ask yourself these questions if you're trying to figure out a parking spot and get the coins into the parking meter at the Hard Rock Stadium. This is not
Hard Rock Stadium. It's the hotel casino. So free parking.
It's the guitar down in Fort Lauderdale.
Christian, are you going to know when if Aroldis Chapman comes on for the second day in a row?
I'm looking forward to the breakdowns from Christian Cat on the bullpen when Boone goes to Hill instead of Weaver. And we're going to see, I didn't like how he did that. He's placing pretty well, but Christian's going to be, with body paint and, doing the whistling at the people coming in through the back of the stage or whatever the hell they say.
I'm going to go out there on a limb and
do at these events.
Don't even know what you're trying to refer to there.
All right, anyway.
The whistling, listen. The body paint, the signs. Christian's going to be with the hand paint in the parking lot, writing a sign for his favorite wrestler.
What, he's going to use his blood?
The hand paint. He's going to get the hand paint.
If you are going to Hard Rock Hotel Casino today to watch wrestling, link up with me. I'll be wearing the black, red, white, and blue MJF shirt with a Tiger Woods hat on. So just find me, and we'll bond over this, and we'll stay updated with the Yankees.
Who's MJF? Michael J. Fox?
No.
All trolling aside, I actually want to ask you two a question. 24 pitches for Chapman last night. Guy went 2 innings. You're going to see him again.
Yes,
in the high
because
he's the biggest freak of nature of all time, too. 16 years he's been doing this. It's not going to stop today. Right,
if Chapman was a Yankee in pinstripes, the answer would be no. They wouldn't use him.
Bednar, Williams, Weaver. Do you see all three?
You see two of them. You see Williams and Bednar.
Okay.
If
you don't see Weaver?
They'll go to Weaver if they have to, but no.
Okay.
The Yankee fan is not going to have that. If it's a 5-run lead, they'll put in Weaver.
Over or under.
If it's 7-2, seventh inning, they'll give it to Weaver. If it's close, I would stay away.
Over under Rodon 5 innings.
I would say over.
Wow.
Okay. I think Rodon will pitch pretty well.
Christian?
I'm going to go under. I think this guy is a wuss who is the manager for the New York Yankees, and they'll be 2-1 in the third, and you'll see someone getting warm.
Keep in mind, we saw Cease right here in this studio 2 hours ago. We saw Cease get the hook in the 4.2 with about 70 pitches.
And then the Padres pitched a gem in the bullpen, and they have a great bullpen on top of that. You know, the Yankees have
a great bullpen.
They should, but since July 1st, they're ninth in the American League in bullpen ERA. They're near the bottom. So they haven't done a good job even post-trade deadline with their bullpen.
Do you think now Steve Pollitzino, Good Karma Brands president and Yankee fan, joined this program 2 days ago and said, I think playing the Baltimores of the world hurt them. Do you think there's anything there?
Probably not. Probably not. Okay. Because I think there's something to the fact that they're playing a division rival that always beats them in the postseason, just has that luck over them, and have a better manager situationally.
They did
strand. Core is a better manager than Boone is.
They did strand, to Steve's credit, they did strand 3 base runners with no outs and bases loaded. That's my pushback a little bit. But
the way I looked at it is big game hitters need to be big game hitters. They have all these alleged big game hitters. None of them did anything yesterday. And you got to give Judge credit, but he didn't have a high leverage situation with men on. Somebody's going to need to make a play.
Christian, do you want a text message when Stanton's up in a big spot tonight to
I'll
remind you?
I'll be watching. I don't need a reminder.
Dude, do not need a reminder.
I have the YouTube TV. I have the ESPN South Florida app. I'll be closer up to date than you are.
Please.
I'll remind you.
Not listening to this.
Dude, I'm be on the couch with a mouthful of tasty food of something from Publix, and I am going to be watching that every pitch.
Well, Christian, I hope you enjoy wrestling tonight. We'll be enjoying Yankees Red Sox. You're not going to be able to do both. That is just a load of crap. Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. If you missed any of it today, go listen on podcast format, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, the ESPN South Florida app. It's all available there. Also, we'll be back at it tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on ESPN 106.3, so stay tuned for a lot more baseball coverage as the Padres look to be in a good spot just three outs to go, and then they will remain victorious over the Chicago Cubs and force a game three. How about that? Two game threes. Teams were 10-2 after winning game one in the wild card series previously, and they're 0-2 today. That's baseball for you. We got a lot more to do. We'll stick around, though, because you got Yankees Red Sox coming right to you on ESPN 106.3. This has been Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, and Christian Katz saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow right here on ESPN 106.3.